Hi, this is Sarah Spain. Welcome to this ESPNW International Women's Day conversation with Amanda Nunes. Amanda is the reigning champion of the women's bantamweight and featherweight divisions, also the first woman to become a two-division UFC champion, number one in the UFC women's pound-for-pound rankings. But before we get to you being the GOAT of women's UFC, we got to start with the big news. You just announced this. You and your wife, UFC strawweight Nina Ansaroff, are expecting a baby girl in September. This is so exciting. Congratulations. How's the parenthood prep coming along?
Thank you. We are very happy. You know, we planned it the whole time. You know, her fight against Tatiana was very important. If she won, we would wait a little bit so she can try to fight for the belt. But if she loses, we won't discuss that. If she loses, we would have a baby. So she, unfortunately, she's losing, but we have something very important right now. The baby, we want so bad. And the whole process was, like, very, very, like, complicated because you have to go through a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But we was very patient, you know. Like, I feel like when you want something, you can go through whatever. And it was exactly what happened with the baby. And no matter what, whatever we have to go through, you wanted the baby so bad, you went through everything. Now we are here. We have the baby packed for September.
Yeah, so exciting. You talked about, you know, it requires a lot of planning. You guys are both fighters. Was there ever a conversation about you carrying the baby, or was it always going to be her?
So Nina is going to be the one carrying. This time is her, and the next one we're going to plan it. I'm going to take my egg out and do the mix, and Nina is going to carry it again. And we're planning to have three, maybe.
Wow, okay.
In the future. Yeah. So we just beginning in this ride, you know. But
yeah,
we are very happy and excited for this new step in our life.
I think if I was a kid, having two UFC fighter moms might be a little intimidating. Do you think you're going to be strict?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be fine because we're going to make the kid feel comfortable, you know. We cannot, like, oh, two moms, two fighters. It's not going to be that pressure in the kid. You know what I mean? She's going to see everything slowly in her life come together. I feel like that is going to be very interesting, you know, to live this life. I feel like we're excited to be able to raise a kid, you know, to be able to give a life and be a good parent. I feel like this is the only thing, like, we really, like, think about right now. We think about already, like, Disney trips and all those things, you know, like, so fun. I feel like the life study is going to come in my daughter's life later, you know, later on. I feel like I'm not going to pressure her to be a fighter. I feel like she's going to pick, you know, whatever she wants. I'm going to support her. But I don't know if I want to see my daughter get punched in the face.
At least maybe not till a little bit later. Yeah, she's going to have the genes for it, right? So, well, this is an amazing time for you. You're number one in the women's pound-for-pound rankings. You're expecting this baby. How does it feel to kind of be considered the GOAT of the women's side of the fight game?
I feel amazing. I feel like I accomplished everything that I want for my career, you know. Of course, I'm going to keep it doing, you know, keep defending the two belts and keep making history. And I feel amazing, you know. This is, I really did everything. I put all my sweat and blood in this sport, you know. And I got everything from. I got my life together, you know. My dreams come true, you know. I got really, like, the life is giving me, like, huge presents to be able to put things together and then live the dream. I think this is the right word to describe this moment that I live in right now.
Yeah. So, you know, Dana White famously said back in 2011, women will never fight in the UFC. And obviously, between Rousey and you and the other fighters, you've really taken hold of the sport. What do you think the UFC has done right in promoting its women stars like you?
Believe in the talent, believe in life, you know. Give it the opportunity, you know. Of course, he really finding Ronda Rousey back then. Also had a bunch of girls back then, and I knew it's just a matter of time for he changed his mind. And we all happy because you find, you know, Ronda Rousey at the time was in the strike force and she was doing her thing, you know, putting the women's division out there. And now we are here. I feel like he believes, you know, he got in that moment, he got the girl to believe it as well. You know, he got the face off, always Ronda Rousey for as long as she could. And now we are here, you know, we've been grow so much these past years. All those girls hungry, you know, want to get better. Every time you step in the gym, I want to get better. I want to prove to the fans, you know, like, you guys came to the arena, you guys going to have a show, you know. It's not only the guys. We can put a show as well. And you see all those girls lining up in the car, you know, be the main event, be the co-main event. And we're going to grow so much still, you know. And we got paid now. Most of those girls got paid the same, you know. I ended up in one car, got paid more than all those guys, you know. We still growing. We still, like, this is just the beginning. You know, the new generation is coming, and I'm going to be here to support all of them, you know. To, if I have to coach somebody, if I have to you know, like, to do advice and for those girls getting their dreams come true, I'm going to be very happy to do.
Yeah, does it feel like the women in the fight game, even though there are some rivalries and, of course, you want to beat each other, that you're all sort of in it together in terms of what the end goals are?
Say it again? Sorry.
You know, you obviously have rivalries and you want to beat each other, but does it feel like on the women's side of the fight game, you all sort of are going for the same thing and in some ways are wanting to work together to continue to grow the women's fight game?
Yeah, definitely. I train in the America Top Team, the best team in this game. We have a lot of girls out there. And in Nina's division, we have like almost like 5 or 6 girls, you know. And they all know, you know. They all chase the same dream. And they all know eventually it's going to happen. But if we work with each other, we're going to get better. And in the future, we can give a huge show for the fans, for the TV, you know, for all those person look up to us. Yeah. I feel like, of course, I have the rival, but when it becoming when we step in the cage, we do our job, you know, and after that, it's over. We hug each other, we celebrate, you know, we clap for each other. I feel like the main things focusing is they put a show, you know, for the fans, you know, get involved, you know, knock people out, finish people, put a good show out there for the fans. All the fans expect for that, you know, yeah. All the fans expect a good fight. I'm not honest right now. If I tell you, like, oh, we don't want to knock people out, we don't want to... We do. We want to put a show for the people. We do. We training for that, you know? We training to get a bonus off the night. We get it. We step in that cage to get the win, the extra bonus, you know? We work for that. That is our work. And when I talk about it, I get very excited, you know? How so, like, far we come and we have so many to go. And I'm just excited and living this ride, you know, like, put everything that I can to keep living this dream, you know. And I feel very well. I feel very good right now, you know. And I'm up there where I want in the rank, and I'm going to keep doing.
Yeah. You know, obviously there was not women's UFC or the UFC at all when you were growing up. So what woman in any sport did you consider an inspiration growing up?
So I come from a small city in Brazil. Back then, I never was that kid like to watch TV that much. I always was outside, you know, play around. So I grew up outside, you know.
Yeah.
I grew up in the farm. I grew up doing the horses, cows, all those animals. I don't have time really to look up to nobody growing up. Honestly, I started doing this and I finally got here, you know. I want to somebody do something in the sport. I play soccer my whole life too. And I always play. I never would be able to watch it, you know. Back then, in my house, like, the TV no was that great either.
Yeah.
But, like, I enjoy my childhood play outside, you know. I never look up to nobody. But I always have my mommy, like, if I want to do something, she always, like, was there for me, you know. Was,
yeah.
Believe it. And I play soccer my whole life. And I just want to be something big in the sport, you know. Soccer,
yeah.
Whatever I decide to do. Jiu-jitsu. So many sports that I play growing up. And I want to be so good at it. And finally, I ended up being the greatest all time in MMA, you know.
Right.
But it was something that I looked for my whole life.
Can you even walk down the street in Brazil without people being all over you? Can you still be someone anonymous there?
Oh, so they recognize me for sure. In the mall, like, I keep my life pretty simple.
Yeah.
I do like to go to do my own thing. You know, I do like to go to the mall. I do like to go to supermarket. But they recognize me a lot. They take a picture with me. Sometimes I have to walk, you know, back to the car and let my family to do the rest. Because not because I don't want to, because we're never gonna go away from that, you know. Like, people always come, and I love to take a picture with them, all of it. But when I have time, I have to go.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Only for so many pictures.
Yeah, but they recognize me a lot.
What was
no matter where I'm going in Brazil, they recognize.
Yeah, I bet. What was it like to make your UFC debut in Brazil, to actually get to fight in your home country?
Well, it's awesome. I wanted that so bad, because when I come to USA, I told everyone that my family is here. I'm going to come back here when I'm in the UFC, and when I go back home, when I get that belt, you know, I know it's going to be my own day. And everything that I said was possible to do.
Came true.
I believe it. I believe it the whole time, you know. I believe in my talent. I know I would be able to get that belt, you know, just a matter of time. I was very patient and then live the life, moving forward the way it's supposed to be. And one day, from nowhere, I got a call. You know, I built my career around well, too. I fight all the most strong girls in this planet to get where I am right now. I never turned down a fight. And every time UFC called me, I always ready. I feel like that was a huge thing in my life. I always say yes when they call me.
Yeah, you're always ready to go, and it's paid off for you. I love how positive you are. You're just in such a great place right now. You're obviously so thrilled with everything and very grateful for it, which is huge. What do you still have left to prove in the game?
Honestly, I defend my 135 belt now. And that I love to do and will keep doing. I feel like I still have, you know, especially in my 30s now. My body's not the same after all those years training hard and, you know, but I still have, you know, I still go like into the 40s.
Yeah.
Keep the fight, you know, keep moving forward.
What do you imagine?
And I ask the question to myself, to my life, you know, what we can do now, you know, like I try to find the answers for my questions, and always the life show me. With me always have to be in the patience. Always was very agitated kid growing up. And for me, learning to be patient, being step by step, was a huge thing for me. That was really changed my life, because I, growing up, like, sleep always was something very hard, because I want to do something, everything all the time, you know? Like, I always want to do two things at the same time. Like, you have to slowly put things together, like calm down. And for me, always was hard, because if I want something, I want now, you know, like growing up, then I have to like put it myself, like to learn, you know, how things go. Then everything we want, we can have. So.
I mean, that's a good message to send. It's the right attitude to have too in profession you're in. I'm curious, you know, as much as you fought and as successful as you've been, when you're walking in to the octagon, when you're getting ready for a fight, are there still nerves? Is there still fear? What are you feeling? Are you still thinking, I don't want to get punched in the face? Because I think no matter how many times I got punched in the face, I still would probably be thinking I would rather not have that happen right now.
Yeah, so you kind of get used to that, because your whole training, you get a punch in the face by your friend, your training partner. So when you think about that punch in the face, I think about it like, I want to get punched in the face and still move forward, you know, when I think about it. So, of course, I always like training, move my head, you know, get hit that much. In the head, but I always tell myself, if you really get hit, you keep moving forward. Nobody is going to stop you with a punch. Come on. We do this all the time, you know. Nobody can stop you with a punch. You have to move forward. And I always say that to myself. Every time that I step in the cage, I have this in my mind. If you have one here inside this cage, it's going to be me. You know, I'm going to be the one. You're going to be the hand raising at the end of the night.
Visualize.
No matter what
will
happen, if I have to really leave my sweat, whatever, I have to keep it moving forward. I always think that. And punch the head, I still like butterfly for sure, because every time he's a new opponent, you know, everything's new. I know for people at the house watching, see the same thing. We walk in, we're going to step in the cage, interviews, things like that. But for us, it's a completely different opponent, completely different fight game, completely different feeling, completely different how we're going to eat, how your emotion is going to be. And it's a lot of things involved in the fighting life, you know? It's not just one more fight, you know?
Yeah.
But you have to prepare yourself very well to go through, especially when you're going to lose weight. You know, it's the hardest part in this game is lose weight. That's why I went up, because my body was responding very well, you know? I was tired, you know, of lose weight, you know, keep tracking my weight, you know? I know it was like, I was living like slave to the scale, you know? And for me, that was a big thing, lose weight. But for right. sure, the butterfly is still there. You know, this make the feeling. This is the feeling you want to feel it once again every time. You know, this is the adrenaline you want to feel it. You miss that. When I'm not fighting anything, like, damn, like, I'm going to go training. I have to get a fight soon.
Yeah. Wait, so what are you going to do when you retire? How are you gonna replace that feeling?
So I'm going to go spy in the gym with my friends, you know? So every day spy with a nutrient partner.
Yeah.
You'll get the same feeling as a fighter. If yeah. you spy, so if you go to the gym, you I know it's not the same thing, but are you gonna get it what I wanna try to explain to you? You go to the gym, a regular gym, you run, you see that person next to you every day.
Yeah.
One day that person is gonna be somebody else. You're gonna oh, today somebody else. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
for sure. And whoever it is, I'm going to compete against them because that's what I do at the gym, in my head.
Exactly. No matter what,
yeah.
who it is, if it's the same person, maybe not motivate you, but if somebody else, oh, I'm going to run the same, you know, I'm going to do the same. I feel like if you fly with a different training partner in the gym, you get that feeling. You get yeah. that adrenaline, and especially if he kick your ass, you know.
Exactly.
Especially, you go home, you don't even sleep very well. I have to go back. I have to spy that girl. I have to spy that guy again. And all that brings that fighter life and the adrenaline, the butterfly.
Yeah, you get the feeling back.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on your next fight. You're fighting Felicia Spencer coming up. And congratulations on all the success and all the happiness.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.